Okay, Dimitri.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
42, and you did so much in your life. How it comes? I mean, just a little bit background from your family, grandfather, father, everybody was on the farm. You grew on the farm. You have traces of few hundred years of your family.
Yes.
This is what you told me already. So, how come that you could in 42 achieve and got so far as you got? How do you feel that you have so much knowledge, energy, goodwill that
how
at 42 to do so much?
How I feel? That is very all these questions. It's very nice, and it's the first time they make to me that questions.
Okay.
Exactly like the way you said, and you ask me. So I born here in this village, and I learned to be a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
My father is a farmer,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't meet never my grandfather, because the time my grandfather mm-hmm. is passed to the other life, I'm not yet have been in my life.
Okay.
So I born in 75.
Okay.
And I don't meet also my grandmother from my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
I have met my grandfather from my mother, mm-hmm. and my grandmother also from my mother's mm-hmm. side. And the grandfather of my mother is a priest,
mm-hmm.
and also from my side of my father it's a farmer, and my uncle it's also a philosopher and poem. The kind of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So we know our family, Theriandos family, they stay and they live in this village for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all the time farmers, but they do also other works.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the time I born here in this village, in this farm, I start to work with my father, and I learn how you do to work in the trees, in the raisings, in the grapes, in all these trees and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my spirit is not very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
My father, they do something also, I can say it is very important for me, they work also in the community like a president.
Mm-hmm.
It is 12 years president in this village.
Mm-hmm. How many people in the village?
200 people about.
Mm-hmm.
And also they have been they work for the region of the island.
Mm-hmm.
It's like municipality mm-hmm. in the past
mm-hmm.
for all the Zakynthos. And also
for the whole island or
For the whole island.
Okay.
They go to the board, because that time if you are president and if you choose to be on the board of the region to work also for the island with some criteria, you can be there.
Mm-hmm.
So my father also, it is there in this position, mm-hmm. and they work for the whole island also.
Mm-hmm.
And
your father is still active?
My father now, they have died in 2006.
Okay.
He's not in the life.
Okay.
They make it's a person, very open person to the other people.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that they pass to us.
Mm-hmm.
The children.
The openness.
It's very open person.
Mm-hmm.
It's friend with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And also my mother, it's open person, and they like to help and to give friendly energy to the other people.
Okay.
So for me, also one of my target life, it is one of this is to continue my farm,
mm-hmm.
and also to work inside to the community.
Mm-hmm.
For the island and for all Greece.
Mm-hmm.
My vision is to work for my village, for the island and all Greece. Not from the politic system, but from associations and other things they can make me to be more action and energy.
Mm-hmm.
So after I finish the school, I start to work also in different jobs, like a waiter, a salesman in some big companies like Nestlé, for example, and other smaller companies in the island. And then I decide the time after.
You were in the island in the school,
I live in the island.
You never went to study somewhere.
No.
Okay.
No. I stay here. Mm-hmm. I want to move in Athens. One of my vision is to move in Athens.
Mm-hmm. In the future.
That's a habit from the time I'm very young.
Okay.
But they don't happen. That one of the reason it's also the time. It's one man close to me. It's my spirit father. We can say it.
Mm-hmm.
They offered to me a job here in the island. After they said to me, if you want to come to Athens. But that time my father, they don't want to happen that, because they understand if I go from the island after the farm, they don't have somebody to continue. So I stay in the island and I continue to work here and to work also in my farm and to the other business.
Mm-hmm.
In 1097 about, I decide to be a new farmer.
And how come? This is for me a very important question. What made you shift from what your father was doing and the way you are doing it?
And
made you shift? What happened?
Okay, I tell you what happened, because in my personal life,
mm-hmm.
I start to have a lot of questions about my life. What is a life, what we do here, why we be sick, why we have disease, why we have a wars, why all these things. So from that time I start to have this question. Something happened to me, and it's something like a small problem in my health,
mm-hmm.
but very small. Something happened in my skin, and that time I have a lot of pressing in my life. I work, I have also a pressing because I'm in one relationship with one woman, and that depress me also.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that time it's a little for me much.
Mm-hmm.
So my health, they start to have a little to be down.
Mm-hmm.
So my skin, they make something, mm-hmm. in my face, and I go to the doctors, but they can't find what is that, and they say to me, it's something we don't understand from where they come. It's maybe from the stress. So that time I start to understand how much important is the stress to our life, mm-hmm. and what they get to do us.
Mm-hmm.
So then that time it's also one person in the island, they make here energy therapy,
mm-hmm.
with the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been one friend to us there in this guy, and also my sisters, they have been there, mm-hmm. and they tell me if I want to go in this
therapy. Mm-hmm.
That time I'm 21. Is the time I have finished the army and I have returned in the so I said yes, I want to go. I'm very distinct to see what is that, they tell me. That time, this kind of therapy, it is like something like the other people that don't understand these things. I continue.
Yeah.
Just because it's a little noisy, it's not a problem.
No, because you are closer.
Okay. So that is also happen. That time is I choose to go in this therapy,
mm-hmm.
and. Then I see something very different.
Mm-hmm.
They help me a lot,
mm-hmm.
to see a little more inside to me and to understand a little more things, how they work, the things in our world.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, they make this energy therapy. The first of thing is after the first thing we make is.
It's okay. It's okay.
That we do is the first level, I can say it, is to talk with me,
mm-hmm.
and then with that I start to tell him, and then they start to tell me after what is that they happen and why they make me this to happen. we can go better in because they make me a little
Concentration is also
I
gone.
I lost my
concentration. So this time?
This time I go to this energy therapy and I see how it's they explained to me what is happened the time my feelings, my mind, my thoughts that happened to my life from the psychology part of my life, how is it reactive also to my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I have these problems in my health.
Mm-hmm.
So that time is they opened to me the door.
Mm-hmm.
From the door to return inside and to understand and to have, I can say it, my guns to understand how I work to see inside to me.
Mm-hmm.
So from the time I start to understand the psychology is very important also for the body and for our health and all these things. And after I stay there for, I think I stay there 5 hours with talking. And after they make to me also a therapy with the chakras system, energy therapy, like something like a Reiki,
we can say. Understand, yes.
This is the first step. After I start to make exercise and to myself and to read books and to learn more things. And that I understand in all these things, it is how you can see what you are, but you must learn it alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The other people, they can show you a little of things, but we walk the path.
Mm-hmm.
So that time I start to change things, and I have decided to leave something. It's a work, business, and spirituality together. So it's very important for me these things to work together. So if I make a work, I want to make a work to be also good for me and for the other people. And I want inside from that to can have spirit healthy, because this time I understand how much important it is in the life. So everything after that start to change for me. For example, normally before I'm a hunter and I stop to hunting because I feel I do it for fun. I don't do it because
you need it.
You need it to survive. The other thing it is that knowledge to understand myself, the past to me, how I work and how I work to my farm.
Yes.
What is the farm for me? Farm, it's a part of me, the farm. So with the same way I do to me things, and the mistakes I do for myself, I do with the same way we can say the mistakes with my farm. But these mistakes, we can say it, normally is the knowledge to understand yourself and the farm and how's the work, this, all this we have in our hands. So I decided to be organic, one of the reasons, because I want to be healthy and healthy to be for that date the products after. So the philosophy that, of course, in the start is not very easy, because the community, the farmers here, my father also, they don't accept it so easy, because they understand if you start to be organic and to use all the methods, your farm and the product is smaller after. They don't give you very good capacity of products. But my passion for this, and I believe it in this so much, they can anybody to tell me to me you don't do it or it's not good for you, because they say it is not good for you, but I don't listen to them.
I understand this. So on your path of these 9 years, you are now in 9 years in this.
In that path normally I am from 1989.
19.
Normally.
So it's 7 years.
It's
99. No. When you started organic.
Okay. Listen. Yes. Organic philosophy, I have start from about 2004. Yes, 2004. There I start to be organic.
Mm-hmm.
And after, mm-hmm. I go to the company. It's a company that certified, and they give you the documents that you use organic mm-hmm. methods.
Okay, and this was when?
That happened in 2007.
Okay, so I did understand 2004, 2007, but now it's okay. Now it's actually 12 years.
And now it's 12. It's
yes, a round number.
Yes.
And in these 12 years, it led you somewhere. Your past led you to the point where you are now. So now you are very much into the healing, into the two products, plants that you understand very much, the olives uh-huh. and the raisins, and you at the beginning you didn't see where it actually will bring you. At the beginning you were also doing the raisins and the olives mostly, it's true?
I do it, yes.
All the time was the raisins
all,
and olives?
All the time, from the time I was born.
Raising
olive oil and wine.
Okay.
That is the that we have.
Mm-hmm. And so, can you say how it brought you to the point now, and what okay. is this point now?
The point it is, of course, I want to I forget a little to tell you. In 2000, mm-hmm. in 1999,
mm-hmm.
the time I became a new farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for me it's the time to continue that and to help my father
mm-hmm.
to continue to keep the farm
mm-hmm.
because they have of course some problems. It's not very easy that time. We have some economics problems. It's not very easy. The farm is big, but it's also the cost. It's very high. So I have my mind also to help this to my family. To help my family also.
Mm-hmm.
So for one point I start to feel like a father for mm-hmm. my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father, they want to retire a little because they have been tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to take the position of my father. So mm-hmm. at the same time it's also work of my father, and at the same time I start to feel like the father of the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's in my character of course that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in 1998, we decide to make 4 traditional houses inside to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I take a program from European Union that time
mm-hmm.
to help me to building this house.
4 houses.
4 houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the philosophy it is to can stay here people from all the world to make holidays in our farm. It's something we like it very much and we do it with much of love.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is the first step in agritourism.
Mm-hmm.
We have the experience to have this system to have to make to work.
Mm-hmm.
And for us it's one very good experience.
You are the first on the island.
I am one of the first.
One of the
first.
Okay.
Because I'm not only me the first. That time it's also I think about 2-3 people the same time we decide to make these things.
Take the European money and start.
To start that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not very easy because we think it's easy, but it's not so easy.
I know. It's a whole bureaucracy and problem.
A lot of things.
Yes.
And the cost is completely different from that we have done in the plan, in the time
plans?
We make the plan. It's in the practical way, it's completely different.
Yes.
So, but the time that we have start already, mm-hmm. so we must finish.
Mm-hmm.
We can return back.
Yes.
So in 2000 we finished the house and we start to work in 2000-2001. We have some problems because the company, they don't want to work with us because we are far away from the sea and they are not interesting for this style of holidays. They are interesting only close to the sea for house or apartments or hotels. So we start to work alone with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have tour operator.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's a hard, but from another point, they make it good to us because we start to learn how we must work alone. Then slow, every year, we start to have more guests and more customers. Of course, at the same time, we work outside with my brother. And then I start to look more also my farm and my villas. To become all these things to my life, at the same time I start to understand, to know myself, it is the same time they happen all these things. So I can say it's something like, for me, like a trip of Odyssea. Odyssea trip.
Yes.
It's about the same. And
coming back home, wanting to come back home, but
you,
your own.
You go from your home, you go around the world, you learn things from that you have to see, and then you return back to you. But the time you return back to you is the time, because the time you are far away from you, a lot of things they have come and take your position. So the time you return back, you need to take it out. And you take that your position, it is you belong to you. Like Odysseus.
Yes.
And that it is, if we say it from the philosophy part of our life, if we go to the past of thought level, it is the thoughts and that we do and that we there we look, it's far away from ourselves. So the time we have make this trip, we understand what is happened and we return back. But the time we return back to ourselves, the thought and all these things we have work in that is the time to go from us. We don't need it. So they stay the original self, our original self. So at the same time, they happen now to work in everything. In my villas, to work with nice, positive way for our guests. To give our best, the best we can give to them. Philoxenia, to take care of them, to give from our products. And before about 4 years, in 2013, that time about 13, we start to open the farm to the public and to the people to can see the farm. Everything they work the same time. We work the farm and we try to make a better product. I work in the farm with organic way and with the difficult situations to make the farm and the product to be good because we lost one part of our products. And for me it's very hard and I start to scare a little if that I do is good or no. And the time all the people they say to me, go from this path you have take. Go far away from organic things and healthy things because it's not good for you. They don't, you don't make money with this way. You lost a lot of your product. But my passion and I believe it and I say, no, I started and I feel that I do is good and I will continue. And in the way we found the way how the money we lost, they come from another way. They come from the quality, they come from the most better price, and the people they respect that and they see what is meant to do all this work. So we open the farm to the public. We are from 2010, 2007 we start to be organic, and 2010 we are certified for the big companies from Greece. Our products, we start to learn about how they can be good. I start to read and search in old documents, ancient books from Hippocrates, from Pythagoras, from Dioscurides, and I read a lot of these things, what they have tell these ancient people to us and what they write. And the time I start to read, pharmacy is the food and food is the pharmacy from Hippocrates. And if you want to have a healthy body, you must have a healthy mind. And all these things also they come to mix, to come close to my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to read what is the therapy they make with the product, what the therapy they make with olive oil. And I found and I searched, and then I start to use it for, in the practical way to me, mm-hmm. and to my family, also to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I have take one part of the knowledge from the ancient people, from our ancient fathers.
Mm-hmm.
I have take one part of this knowledge. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And with my spirit
mm-hmm.
together,
mm-hmm.
I want to make this one more open and more big. But for this, this year now we live, we need the scientists close to us.
Scientists.
We need professors, we need the doctors from universities to prove that things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it only me, I make a practical and I see the olive oil that helped my mother in diabetes. I see they helped my mother in cholesterol. I see they helped my mother in athletics problems.
Mm-hmm.
But who believe you if you don't have the scientists close to you?
Mm.
So that time I decided, from a research I make, I found two professors in University of Athens in Greece, Mr. Mayatis and Mr. Meliou, and I see they work very special way. And they mix the old documents from our ancient fathers with the new technology systems and experiments.
Mm.
And that time I found this, I go and I found them just like this.
Mm.
And then we start to work also with university together.
Mm-hmm.
And with university together I learn also other things. So I start to be more rich in some, we can say, knowledge
mm-hmm.
of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, of course, I worked with my olive oil very much, and I start to make analyze for how much polyphenols they have inside, because I learned from the professors the polyphenols is that they make the olive oil, that olive oil, you have it already, they make to be healthy and good for us and for all the people.
Mm-hmm.
So from that time, with professors together, I start to learn, to understand what is mean these things
mm-hmm.
and to make it better work for my product
mm-hmm.
and for the people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a knowledge for something, if you keep it only for you, they don't have a life.
That.
So this knowledge, we must pass it also to the other people.
Yes, yes. And with the raisins, you do also, you take a so deep path, or also doing some work with the scientists, university,
yes.
or some kind of special laboratory testings.
Mm. I can say that I start with olive oil more, and mm. also with my raising, but the target, it they go to my olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. Of my target, of course, the full target is to be in all products.
So two?
Yeah, and more if I can.
Okay.
And also to my wine, and also to the olive soap, to the raisins and olive oil. But of course, that we take from our trees is olive oil, raisins and wine.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we take original
mm-hmm.
after we make other things.
Mm-hmm.
So with olive oil, we take the first hours. In the world, the best olive oil in the world.
How can be the? I mean, where is this kind of competition to say the best? Or
what is the competition that? Of course, it's happened many competition in all the world.
Yeah,
in all the planet, it's many competitions.
Many. That's why.
The good thing for me is that happen. It is this olive oil. The time we send it for these competitions.
Which competition?
Olivia, Aristoleo.
Mm-hmm. Many competitions.
Yeah, many competitions.
Yeah, okay.
And in Spain also, to Malaga this year. It is, they analyze also the olive oil. It's not only to be in competition by tasting.
Mm-hmm. It's analyzing.
But also the analyze. Mm-hmm. So the analyze one, it's a one proof of that you have what they have inside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because maybe the tongue from every different person there, it's they make the tasting, is not 100% sure.
Sure.
What after the taste the olive oil and the tongue, what they say to him. Of course, it's good also to be inside this, but also it's very good the analyze from the oil.
Of course.
So for me, it's very important the time the analyze they make to my olive oil, and the, after 800 different examples they have take from different countries, my olive oil it is on the first position in polyphenols. And
but you said that is the first in the world. Is there a world competition for the olive oil, or
it's a world competition because the competition that happened is that it is become also other countries inside to this competition. It's not only from Greece, for example.
Yeah, sure.
In this competition, they come from Australia, they come from Spain.
So it's the biggest competition.
It's one of the big, but I don't want to say the biggest in the world.
Yes.
Because maybe that is not the truth.
It's not the truth. So it cannot.
The big, no. One of the best, good competition, yes.
Okay. One of the very good,
important. Very good, important, with analyze.
With analyze, okay.
Yes. That is very, very important for me. Mm-hmm. Because the people, they understand, they take something and they see also the analyze. Mm-hmm. Not only the tasting.
Yeah. Because it's so hard to say, you know, it's the best in the world. Because if I, for instance, write this, it's the best in the world, has to be said, it's the best in the world, which was recognized here and here, where they actually do the world competition, or, you know.
Yes, of course.
It's very, like,
it's not very easy to say the
best in the world. Yes, it's so difficult
because,
to say.
You know, everybody, they have 1 hour from many different competitions that happen in the world, they say the same thing.
Yes.
Of course, I'm sure about this.
Yes.
But from another point, I want to say it from this competition I take a part, I want to say it, of course, I'm also one of the first.
Yeah.
So what is mean that, for example, in Malaga, they make three different, it's one competition with different criteria. Mm-hmm. In Malaga, I go and I take the first position, the best olive oil in the world, from the oils they have take part in this competition.
Okay.
In Olocanthal.
In Olocanthal.
I'll be the first olive of oil in the world.
Which is the most important ingredient.
Olocanthal, that time, it's one of the most important
ingredient
inside to the olive oil polyphenol, mm-hmm, to make us to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And that is very, very important for me.
Please write down Olocanthal, so I will write it right. Perfect.
So, I have been, of course, in the first 10 positions in the world for my quality and for some other polyphenols. Mm-hmm. I have been also in the three first positions for Olocanthal, also for another year competition. And I have been also third on the world about mix of different criterias.
Mixed criterias, yes.
Mixed different criterias of my olive oil. Mm-hmm. I have been also the first olive oil cold award also in Aristolio Aristolio competition. Mm-hmm. With I sent example from variety of Doppia Zakynthou. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I take also the cold award for this. Mm-hmm. Because they have very high number also from polyphenols. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the European Union said, if you have passed the 250 milligram
of polyphenols
in 1 liter olive oil, then your olive oil, they can be certified like a health claim. Health claim olive oil, they can be now certified from European Union. But the only thing you needed is to have passed the 250 milligram polyphenols. For me, that it's very easy to happen because the quality I make for my olive oil, it's very easy. But I understand this is not easy to catch it also from other farms. Because how you work your farm, when you pick up your olives, how you make it in the olive press, it's very important, all these things.
Of course.
And me, with my research I have made and all these things I have made and analyze to make very high quality of olive oil, I have taken a lot of experience and the time and the year that teach me how I can do this better and better and better every year. We can say that we learn everything in 1, 2, 3 years. We learn every day different things, every day. For me, it's every day I learn something. So the part of this, my life, to give to the people the best I can give to them. Also, with organic philosophy, I don't want to give a spray with the chemicals, and I want to give a food and pharmacy organic, natural. It's very good for all the people. The thing to give the quality to people, and for me it's very important to learn the method also to be healthy.
To teach them
how they use the natural products to give a benefits for the health of them. It's very, very important also for me.
So, actually, you're, with what you do, you're turning more into these specialized products that are really for health, not for cooking. That's your path now. At the moment, it shows in this direction.
For the moment, I give this the same time products for cooking, but the same time I give also products for health benefits.
Health benefits, yes.
Health Climb certified products. I give the same time two of these because you can have only one for the moment. Because the old way I have make it is to have also the extra virgin olive oil that
yes,
we use.
Of course.
It. And also I work in the Health Climb olive oil. So you do it together, but I see every year they go much better and better, and the people, they understand how much is the Health Climb olive oil.
And what is your personal intention? What would you like? What if you ask your heart?
What I like?
To go into more in health, or to have this balance, or
I can say that we can use the both.
You can say.
I can say it. Yes.
It's what, the way you like to go.
Yes, we can use the both of this. We can, I think, with this way, we keep something very important. We keep good food, and good health. The same time.
Merit.
Tasting, product, is to understand the tasting, because, for example, if you have learned to eat sweet oil from olives and you don't understand the bidet is more healthy for you, then we need to change also to understand what is healthy for you. So the bidet is to be good for us. It's better to come a bitter from to come a sweet.
Yes.
And for me, the target, of course, is to make the olive oil every year much better and better, and to find exactly where, if they have a limits for that, and how good they can be. Because they have to do with the period we pick up the olives, they have to do with the area, what is the trees, what soil do we have there, what is the microclimate there.
Position.
The weather, the positions,
the stones,
everything is the change, everything. You know, the time you make an analyze, you know, this olive oil, from one part close to the other, not very far away, and they give different number of polyphenols. They don't give exactly the same.
So you said in, yesterday, in the future, you're actually wanting to understand more precise how these polyphenols are what's all the influences through the observation in this year, let's say, and you also are thinking of using this special instrument in the future that they are developing it to measure polyphenols.
Mm-hmm.
through the that you can do the more often these measurements and
yes, this is that I do now. For example, is the time I make analyze to my olive oil, and I make a lot of analyze to see exactly what is happened to my farm and every different part of my farm.
Uh-huh. With university.
Yes, with university. Of course, they take a time, money, and it's not very easy to do it with a small part of capacity to send it but analyze.
Mm-hmm.
With this system now, they become maybe this year or the next. It is you have a system and you put this pen, mm-hmm. we can say it.
Mm-hmm.
Inside to the oil, and then the machine they show you the number of polyphenols.
Fantastic.
That is a fantastic,
mm-hmm.
of course, because you can see fast what you have in your hands now.
Mm-hmm.
The other part it is, if we have this system, they open the doors after more easy to understand what we have. And the thing it is, of course, how we work with polyphenols and the character of the olive oil. What they make one olive oil to stay in good level in numbers of polyphenols and what not.
Ah, to stay?
To stay and to be more the polyphenols in the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have found some things the time I make the progress, except of the time I choose the period to pick up the olives. And the thing it is, I have found a way also the time I make olive press.
Mm-hmm.
The time I'm in olive press, I can see some different and details. It's very important for my olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that they change everything.
So this is a part of your new inventions?
Yes, mm-hmm. it is, because we need experiments and research every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the time you have found some examples, after you need more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's funny how's they going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you make a step, you open a door, and you think with this door you are on the room you want, but no, just you are one step,
mm-hmm.
and after you need a second step, and now you have to make a fourth step, and they go like this.
You enjoy this?
I enjoy very much.
Mm-hmm.
From one part, I want to have a knowledge fast. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But from the other part, you can be fast in these things.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be slow and to enjoy exactly that you do and what research and examples you can come to us after.
You don't have family, but you are very close to your sister, which is so, it looks beautiful, so specific.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you say something more about this story? You know, because, the good relation you...
Uh-huh. My sister, they say to me, but I remember, of course, one part, the time I start to be older, the time my mother, they have work, they take care of me like it is my mother, because with my sister I have 10 years different...
Is this sister the painter?
Yes, 10 years we are different.
10 years, okay.
So they say to me, the time you are a baby, I take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with my family, we are very close, and also with my sisters, Kalomira, Sia, and Tasos, my brother. We like it to be close. We like it very much. So we try also to work at that. It's not all very easy. It's not everything easy, and I want to be original in this, I want to say to you. The families... They have also waves and they have a peace sea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very easy to be with your family in peaceful and everything they can be without nothing. No. But the vision, the heart, our soul, it is to be together
mm-hmm.
and to help one each other. And with my sister, I have a good relation from the time, and with other, my sister and brother, from the time I'm very young.
Mm-hmm.
I like it to be together. We have the same, we are like friends.
Mm-hmm.
We go out. Also, the different age from me and my sister that time, for her, there is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The time I'm younger and her is older.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, the time I'm young, they take with her and we go out, for example, also with my other sister. So all these things, they make me to be more close to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, maybe it's also one reason, my sister, it's also very sensitive in something, but also very strong.
Mm-hmm.
We stay in the same house. So the time I have the opportunity, me with some relationship to make my family and to have my family and
yes.
to work with a different maybe way,
mm-hmm.
that don't happen because that time I choose to don't continue to be in one situation I don't like it.
What? In what situation?
With my relationship.
Oh, relationship, yeah. Yes.
So that time I continue to live in my house.
With your family?
With my family and also with my sister. And for me, my sister, it's something, you know, if I say something in my life, I want to finish. If I put something in my mind,
mm-hmm.
I want to finish that.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to my sister, I help you and I work for your book to publish your book. And they said to me, okay. It's also for my sister one vision they have. It's a life for my sister that,
mm-hmm.
the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's the life, all the life. And I know her because we live together for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the reasons is my sister together, it's because I take care of her and I love it to be with her. I like it very much.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way how's the thing also and how we work at some things with our business or our work with our farm.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reason I think is that. And the thing it is after they come all the others.
Mm-hmm.
So my family for me is very important.
Mm-hmm.
All my family.
But in the farm and in your work, somehow your sister goes. It's a kind of synergy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a synergy that happen. My vision, the time I'm young,
mm-hmm.
is to make something
mm-hmm.
in my farm
mm-hmm.
and to be all my brothers and sisters together.
Was when you were young, this was your vision?
Yes.
So this vision happened?
I think yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel it. Me, I'm in good in something.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and my sisters is something in something also very good in something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I said I need and I want to be everybody good in something and I like it to be like this and to be also something like something that comes from the heart of that we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we give four names to the houses.
Mm-hmm.
The first house we give the name
love,
the second light,
mm-hmm.
the third universe, and the fourth Zoe.
Life.
So that time it is this time we start to think and change philosophy of style of life and to see a little more look inside and all that, they become like this. So the time I have to make a vision for what I want to do here in this farm, it is for me what I want to do here. I want to be a sender for the world. To come here and to can feel everything. They can feel the products, they can feel the philoxenia, the friendship, the take care.
What is philoxenia?
Philoxenia is we are friends with people that come from out, guests,
okay. mm-hmm.
with our guests. So this is philoxenia.
Mm-hmm.
Xenos, it's mean it's somebody I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it xenos.
Mm-hmm.
So philoxenia is mean friend.
Yeah, yeah, feeling for the somebody
for somebody
know.
We don't know and
yeah.
we are open to him to come in our house.
Okay.
So I want to be here something also they have to do with the spirit life how we can speak about our philosophy, how we can speak also at the same time for the mind, how we speak for the product, how we speak for culture and local life. So all these things, I feel it's very important to work in this and to can show and we can give to the people that come from the other countries here. And that time I have started to have this vision for my farm and my family, because I want to be also to grow up for my family. I don't want to be also for me that. I want to have a part also for my family inside to this.
So you wanted your brother and two sisters and mother, they are all involved
in this story. Yes, because I feel every energy from my family is different, and it's like a puzzle for me. Like I feel the same, it's with all the world. We are a puzzle. Everybody, they have a different power, mind, and philosophy, but that difference, it exists, and we want it, because it's a different pieces on the whole picture. So we need all the pieces of puzzle. We need it all. And the negative and the positive and the bad and the good and everything. For some reason. It's to be, to understand who we are and what we do here. So all this mixing of philosophy, spirit, business, work, it's the work together. I can say it after years now, because I have speak with other people from all the world, with the science people, with professors. I have give my vision to the other people. I have give one part of my vision to the other people to make it, of course. I have help other people to the vision or maybe idea they have to make it more big.
Yes, great.
And I have see all these things, how they work. And in that, for me, it's very important to work for my country, for myself, for my family, for my village, for my island, for my country, and for all the world. That is very important.
So what keeps you here on Zakynthos, on the island?
The keep me is my base of that I do. It's my, how you can say that? Here I make all my experiment, research, and is my base. And it's my farm, it's my family.
At the beginning you mentioned Athens, you're still thinking it would be possible to move, or?
Maybe, not exactly to move, but I want to be something like to have two lands to move, one here, one there. But not forever there or forever. You know, I want to move. I don't want to be somewhere.
Dynamics.
Dynamics, yeah. To be there and here at the time I need it. Athens, for me, it's very strong energy.
Strong energy.
It's very strong
in
energy.
In what sense?
It's in many things. In the, for the people, the energy of Athens, it's a great. And it's... That happened in Athens before 1,000 years, it happened for a reason, of course. Because I believe also to the land, I believe to the life they have the land and the spirit of our earth. And I think Athens, it's one very, very important place and city in all the world, like all the other cities, but I speak about Athens. And it's a very important city, and the land there is very, very important.
The land itself, the
land,
where the Athens
are. Yes, yes, yes. And also the people they live there and all that they happen. The philosophy, the thoughts, the energy they give you, for me it's fantastic.
People, from the people.
Yes. And I think I speak about the land because I think the land, they have energy.
Yeah, the land has an energy. And that's why I ask you about Zakynthos.
And from Zakynthos I feel the same. With this island, I have some energy from this island, and I think maybe that they keep me here.
They keep you. And can you say like three, five keywords, how you can speak about this quality of this energy of Zakynthos? But if you would say, like, what could you say? If you just say words, not the sentence, but keywords.
Keywords. Okay. What is that energy?
Yes, of Zakynthos.
Zakynthos, they have one energy. It's very positive.
Positive. Yes. Okay.
It's a very thin energy. I can say it.
Thin. So it's.
It's a very
fine.
Fine and very
airy.
Thin. Airy. They can be everywhere.
Okay.
And I can say the energy of Zakynthos, they take care not only for the self but for all the people in the planet and for all Greece. And also the energy of Zakynthos is very arting and sensitive poem single, you know, for sing. Because Zakynthos in the years, the past years, in many years before, it's a center of civilization, also here, in the modern times, we can say after the ancient Greece, Zakynthos is one also big center of civilization for Greece, and also not only from Greece, but also for the other countries of Europe.
At that time, this was the center of the world, so...
Yeah. It's that time, Zakynthos, they become a lot of things, they become here. And I think it's that symbol, Zakynthos, they become our national poem, Dionysios Solomos, from Zakynthos. National Dionysios Solomos.
Ah, Dionysios...
Solomos.
Okay.
Is they become from this island.
Yeah. I read this history, but I have to read it again. Yes, no, I remember.
Here, in this island, they become the base of Filiki Eteria. Is the society they work to be free Greece again.
Yes, this I read in the...
And also many Ugo Foscolo also, they live here. Ugo Foscolo.
This is...
It's a national poem from Italy.
National?
Poem in Italy.
Uh-huh.
Ugo Foscolo.
Ah, Ugo Foscolo, okay.
And a lot of big names in civilization, they become and they come
here.
Yeah,
it's a long list.
In Zakynthos.
Mm-hmm.
So...
If I ask you just...
Ναι. Έρχομαι. Ναι, αλλά σήμερα δεν είναι η μέρα για να τα κάνουμε αυτά. Πρέπει να φύγουν οι ξένοι μας. Ναι. Can.
How you can imagine, but just idealistically, not realistically, if you just would have all possibilities of imagining, imagine the best how life would develop and go on in Zakynthos.
In Zakynthos, I make a dream and my fantasy, dream, vision, I can say it, it's to be one of the best. I want to one very good island in the planet with a lot of good things in this island. From the science part, from the arting, from civilization, from all these things we needed in our lives and to our characters. I think it's a small paradise for everybody. Zakynthos, the be one small paradise for everybody, the visit, for the people we live, of course, here, and for the people that visit Zakynthos. That is the picture of I have from my island.
Yeah, and one small question about the... In 2012, you started this... Organic Zakynthos com.
Eco Zakynthos.
Eco Zakynthos, no, Eco.
I started...
To 2012.
Yes, I start... My idea it is we need the people, they must be in unit and to work together for some things, except of our work. To work together for some other things.
Did you succeed in these 4 years? You started it, and what happened in these 4 years in this regarding this, your initiative?
Can I say that later?
Of course, sorry.
Huh?
Yes.
It is possible?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We because my mother said we need to go because they have ready to eat.
Ready to eat?
Yes.
It's 1 minute.
And
yes.
I want to say some things about that.
Okay.
It's very important. So I don't want to be very fast.
Okay,
it's
super.
It's okay for you.